1,000 people are fleeing the Turkish military offensive in Syria. AP's Charles D. Ledesma reports.
As fighting continues in at least one Syria town and a heavy bombardment rains down on another, officials say at least 130,000 people have been displaced, with many more likely to be on the move as the Turkish offensive progresses. Meanwhile, the local Kurdish-led administration warns of a humanitarian disaster as aid and service delivery to northern Syria is hampered by the fighting. Turkish airstrikes, artillery shells and intense clashes have reached as far as 19 miles south of the Turkish-Syria border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Weekend protests in Hong Kong were smaller and more peaceful than previous demonstrations. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Hong Kong.
Fight for freedom!
Fighting for peace. Protests have shaken Hong Kong for nearly 4 months, with growing tensions and violence. But this weekend's protests, the 19th week in a row, were smaller than the previous actions and largely peaceful, with only scattered reports of tear gas, arrests, and clashes with police. Thousands of people marched through the Mong Kok shopping district Saturday, and some protesters vandalized pro-China businesses. But the crowd was largely peaceful and included parents with young children and elderly Hong Kongers who acted as human shields between police and protesters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Xi and Modi held nearly 6 hours of talks in their second annual summit designed to break through decades of distrust. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Japanese government has sent thousands of soldiers and rescue workers to save stranded residents in the destruction left by Typhoon Hagibis. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
It was time to clean up in Tokyo on Sunday after Japan's worst typhoon in more than 60 years swept out to sea, leaving behind blue skies and a trail of destruction. Some 27,000 members of Japan's self-defense forces and rescue workers were sent to save residents stranded by Typhoon Hagibis in the central Nagano prefecture and elsewhere. The storm has left large swathes of low-lying land in central and eastern Japan underwater, has cut power to almost 500,000 homes, and has killed at least 18 people. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has offered his condolences to the families of those killed, and said the government was working to save people's lives and property.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Tunisians are voting today in a presidential runoff pitting a conservative academic against a media magnate fresh out of jail, reflecting a shift in the country's post-revolution political landscape. The political newcomer swept aside the old guard in the first round, highlighting voter anger over a stagnant economy, high unemployment, and poor public services. U.S. President Donald Trump is standing behind his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, one of his highest-profile and most vocal defenders. This, as the New York Times reports, federal prosecutors in New York are eyeing him for possible lobbying violations. Behind the scenes, however, many of Mr. Trump's closest aides and advisors, inside and outside the White House, quietly are suggesting the president should cut ties with Giuliani. Giuliani was a force in President Trump's defense during the lengthy Russian investigation by the special counsel. Yet the effort to undermine special counsel Robert Mueller led Giuliani to Ukraine, which now entangles the former federal prosecutor and mayor in legal jeopardy. California will ban the sale and manufacture of new fur products and bar most animals from circus performances under a para bill signed Saturday by Governor Gavin Newsom. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Under the first-in-the-nation fur law, residents will no longer be able to sell or make clothing, shoes, or handbags made of fur starting in 2023. California is the third state to ban most animals from circus performances, joining New Jersey and Hawaii. Animal rights groups cheered the ban on fur as a stand against inhumane practices. Not surprisingly, the proposal was vigorously opposed by the billion-dollar U.S. fur industry, and the Fur Information Council of America has already threatened to sue. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the wildfire in the San Fernando Valley is now 33% contained. The fire covers 31 square kilometers. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.